Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wise, the app that makes managing your money in different currencies easy. With Wise, you can send and spend money internationally at the mid-market exchange rate. No guesswork and no hidden fees. Learn more about how Wise could work for you at wise.com.
Today on State of the World, crucial new weapons on the way to Ukraine and horses on the loose in London. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they are happening. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Christine Arrowsmith. Buses and lorries and black cabs typically clog London streets, but horses? One day this week, yes. First, President Biden has signed a $95 billion military aid package, sending arms to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. To understand their impact, especially on the battlefield in Ukraine, we're going to hear from NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. He spoke to Alsa Chang.
Okay, so let's start with Ukraine. What exactly is headed their way?
Well, the Pentagon immediately announced more than 20 different types of weapons and military equipment that'll be headed to Ukraine in this initial tranche worth around $1 billion. Now, the list includes two types of weapons Ukraine says it urgently needs. One is artillery shells. The ground war in eastern Ukraine is largely an artillery war, and Russia has a huge advantage. Ukrainian military officers talk about Russian artillery fire outnumbering Ukrainian fire by up to 10 to 1. They say they've had to ration shells, and in some cases, they've run out of ammunition and had to retreat. This has allowed Russia to be on the offensive in recent months.
Okay, and what's the second type of weapon?
The second key weapon is air defense missiles. Ukraine's limited air defenses have performed extremely well over the past 2 years, but recently it's been more vulnerable to attacks on cities and the power grid. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia recently fired 11 missiles in a sustained attack on a civilian power plant outside the capital, Kyiv. The Ukrainians shot down the first 7 incoming missiles, but then they ran out of ammo, and the last 4 Russian missiles hit the plant and caused power outages.
Wow. Okay, so are these weapons new or any different in terms of what the U.S. has sent before?
Yeah, there's one quite powerful new weapon. It's an ATACMS. It's a U.S. missile that can travel close to 200 miles. Now, just this afternoon, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. recently began shipping ATACMS secretly without announcing it, and there are now plans to send more. Another U.S. official said Ukraine has fired these missiles twice in the past week or so against Russian targets in southern Ukraine. Elsa, this is really a significant development. Ukraine has been pleading for these longer-range weapons, and the Biden administration had been resisting.
But how does this type of missile change what Ukraine can do on the battlefield?
Well, this will help Ukraine hit valuable Russian targets far beyond the front lines, in particular in southern Ukraine. This would include Russian bases in the Crimean Peninsula and Russian ships in the Black Sea. I spoke about this with John Herbst. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine who's now at the Atlantic Council. He says Russian leader Vladimir Putin knows this is a potential weak spot.
Putin has a real vulnerability in Crimea and southern Ukraine. He needs to keep his troops supplied there. Ukraine can make that supply route much less efficient and thereby hinder Russian military operations.
I mean, I'm listening to you talk, Greg, but I remember last year at this time we were hearing all about a planned Ukrainian offensive, but it achieved far less than was expected, or at least advertised, right? So how should we interpret today's announcement?
Well, John Herb says these U.S. weapons are important. They may not completely change the trajectory of the war. They will give Ukraine the resources needed to keep fighting this year. And he said the gridlock in the U.S. Congress had raised questions about whether the U.S. was prepared to keep leading this effort in Ukraine.
You've had this extraordinary spectacle over the last several months of leaders coming from Europe and recently from Japan and other places pleading with the United States to act as the leader of the free world. Unprecedented since the end of World War II. Not a good look for the United States.
And he says Ukraine lost soldiers and lost ground over the past 6 months while this assistance was stuck in Congress, but this package reaffirms the U.S. commitment to Ukraine.
Okay. And this package, it also includes assistance for both Israel and for Gaza, right? Real quick. That's
right. Biden said his support for Israel remains ironclad, and he's sending Israel more air defense weapons. He cited the recent air attacks from Iran. The U.S. will also be sending $1 billion more in humanitarian aid to Gaza. He said this will be sent as soon as possible and that it must reach the Palestinians there without delay.
That's NPR's national security correspondent, Greg Myrie. Next, to London, where on Wednesday, commuters encountered an unexpected cavalry charge. Here's NPR's Lauren Freyer.
Rush hour in London normally sounds like this. Or this.
Please mind the gap.
But this morning, it sounded like this. Those are horses from the Royal Household Cavalry, riderless and galloping through central London. They startled bewildered commuters at Victoria Station and kept going for several miles. A cabbie named Sean told the BBC he saw a beautiful regal white horse covered in blood.
There was a Mercedes parked outside the Grosvenor Hotel with its side smashed in, covered in blood, all the windows smashed. So guessing the white horse had hit that, run into it, drove around.
Another horse collided with a double-decker red bus, leaving its windshield shattered. These were actually some of the most famous horses in the world. The household cavalry are the ones you see outside Buckingham Palace and at royal weddings and coronations. The horses live in stables in Hyde Park. Today they were out training for a military parade when
a small group of horses were spooked by some construction works on a quiet side road in Belgravia.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Matt Woodward, the cavalry's commanding officer. He says the horses threw soldiers from their saddles and then bolted. A number of people were injured. Passers-by sought to calm the horses by petting them.
As ever, we are grateful for due consideration given by the members of the public to not making loud noises around our horses.
He says the horses are now home safe in their stables, getting veterinary care. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
That's The State of the World from NPR. And if this update of London's unexpected horsecapade is something you value, rate and review us on your podcast app. You can also support NPR's international reporting by joining State of the World Plus. You can sign up at plus.npr.org or on our show page in Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Betterment. The drama of having an enemy-turned-lover is never chill. But your investing portfolio should be. Betterment is the investing app that lets you be totally chill about your finances. Their automated tech makes it easy to get in the market and stay in the market. Save the drama for that moment when you realize your mortal enemy is actually your soulmate. Betterment, be invested and totally chill. Learn more at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.